Beis Hastarim Lekumatim. V'nachon Yizara Ma'od Al Sfas HaChotim Bifnim. Story of a lift of Yavish. You know, you're opening up your nose. There can be mucus, you have a cold, things of this nature that you must get rid of. Al B'chalal HaPnimi, all the way up. Shida Shein HaMakev. V'amachmelo Hikmet Alev Tzoas HaChotim. Fascinating. The word tzoa is related etymologically to the word yotze. I don't know if you all ever thought of that. Obviously, the word tzoa doesn't mean tzoa is haray, as we saw before. But anything comes out of your nose, it's also called tzoa. Vafuki advuka begova achotim o bechalola befnim sheni yotze sadayim. Ad kalat shivus menachem azayim. Very, very important. That's critical. Otherwise, you go crazy. It's like taking everything out of your nose. People have a bad cold, they can be mucus all the way up. You'll be able to get to the mikvah. Very, very important. Very important. Now, interesting, aside from this, you know, this is an important point, but if you look later on in the siman, look on the shach, here we have as follows. Sif Mem Gimel. Yesh omer v'sha'isha tzricho lehatel mayim konot tfiloso. Mitzricho l'rash. She has to urinate. Okay? So the shach says about this. Nah. Kol ze'enu ma'akev b'di'evet. All these things are not b'di'evet. Things of this nature. You have to be so careful not to know what's a lechatchila and what's a b'di'evet. Take a look. The Sidrei Torah speaks about it a little bit more. Kol zeh nemakom b'di'evet. Umashma, says the Sidrei Torah, di'afet soas achotem eino makom b'di'evet. Va'kula koi. In other words, this is over here talking about this Ramah, Shach's going on the Ramah, but it's not only limited to that particular thing, it refers to other issues as well. And that's what the Sidrei Torah explains clearly. All this is not Mi'akav, it's words against Sikot and Pegimel. After Magos, Sharidura, Lohisik, Rakahod, Shrikal, Livdok, Asa, Bigdol, and Victanim. How we saw it in the Shach is not exactly completely clear. But he says so. Sidrei Torah is good enough for me. Right? So it's important to know. Aside from we just saw Rabbi Vega quoting from the Chuvas. Ramami Pana. We're going to go back to our Sefer. Pischei Das, that's our main Sefer for today, although I have one more. I hope time will allow. Should we equate the ears with the nose? They're both body orifices. Not necessarily. This is discussed over here in Pischei Das. Shin Nun Tes. Part of the same paragraph of yesterday, Chatzitza Bebeis HaSfarim. He writes as follows. He says, look, on the footnote, Tzoas HaOzen, like Tzoas HaAf. Yeshtod Medino Shovel Legamri Ledino Shel Ramah Mipano. Why? Yeshmokom Lechalek Ben Gova HaAf Shemustu Legamri Ben Magiyim Lemokom HaAf Pam. Mashek and Doznayim, Sheyesh, Makpidim, Lenakos, Gamba, or Mekoznayim. Vikavan, Shezem, Mokom, Sheregilus, Lenakos, Mibachutz, Hitochem, Shli Choshe, Bulua, Lebeis Astorim. Is the right word a Q tip? Is that the right word to use? The people put into the ears, right? You know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what that means? Oh, you're talking on the Chalek. And not to be balua. Omnam b'chokhmah sodom, when I brought the chokhmah sodom in today, very important sefer. Klal kuf yutes, if you zayin, don b'zeh, v'dima es shneni don b'zeh l'zeh. He quotes him. Chema shebetoch ha'ozen b'gova, af al pi sheni chola lehotzi atzoa b'bifnim, and he quotes it's klal. And the bina sodom, he says, v'lo an ramami pano. And he says, you have a cave of ozen, you can't get everything out. But I found Menachem Azariah. We should equate the ears with the nose. But Ladina. Doesn't block your hearing. Even for ears. So again, eyes and ears, we use those terms in Tishrei, always my eyes and ears, you know. But they're not the same in Hilchos Mikvos, even though it seems that the Chachmas Adam is fundamentally equating them. And now, here we go back to the next page. Writes like this. Komoko sheidakal iskalas be'olam en echotetz. Nebina sodom, mokom ba'ozen she'en yecholo lagia elov be'yodo en echotetz. I Q-tip. And he ain't borrowed but gvul ba'omek ozen had heichan mugdar beis hastorim u'meheichan balua. It's not clear where he draw the line. Rav Yashu wasn't clear. He knew the kol ha'Torah kula. He's not clear. No one in the world is clear. What's the base of his suffix? Some achronim say beis hastorim wherever the water can reach, and the depth. If you lean in one side, the water goes in. So it should be Rabbi Yosmai. Who has raised this question? The Shaul, the Noda Behuda, and Rabbi Ki Vega. Both Shaul have mentioned that. Quoted from the Pshem Bal Chavas Das, very high order of reliability. You never know what Shaul is. Could have been Amoritz for Shaul. But you quote the Chavas Das, you know you got to give much more credence to what the Shaul is saying. And then he goes back and forth to these details. So therefore, perhaps if you get there with a Q-tip, it's a problem. Then he tells a story. I gotta love this story. It's the best thing about this book is, it's great, but about the stories, Rav Yosef, you can never imagine. This is the story. Maisa sheniksa kodem tefila es ozlem makel oznai. Q-tip, right? Kasher otzia sa makel, gilsa shatzema gefen nelam. The cotton at the end of the Q-tip disappeared. Habalanit larasa klum. Chashva shakanire nafav lo regisha. Must have fallen on the floor. V'kach tovla. La'acha arba yomim. 4 days later, yotza tzemegefen me'ozna. Oy, 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 oy. 4 days later, the cotton came out of her ear. Obviously, it was there when she went to the mikvah. She'alti es morei rabbi zatzal keis ala nino. Hey, Shif. Hayoyis v'asofi kan v'chatzitzas beis ha'story. She'esh omim v'shidu rabbona. Number one. This reminds of yesterday. He had 40 roof from Yom HaVliyash. Number two. He'esh tzarev kan as divri ha'rachok mas odem. She'ishre es din omik ha'ozim divri ha'mami panam v'go v'ha'af. Number two. Number three. Number three. So we're combining all these three things together. He said, post facto, it's okay. I don't know if Moshe would apply because it was wedged in. Moshe only says something if it's not wedged. We have the problem. That's what I think. Somebody didn't like him. I think the Baal Yeshua didn't like Rav Moshe. What's the difference between that case and the case where it's wedged between the teeth? That Rav Moshe agrees. We defended Rav Moshe. That's wedged. It's not wedged. But here it might be wedged. Probably is wedged. It wasn't for half of 4 days. So that's why he doesn't. Could be an offer of Rav Moshe. Answer, but I think he did. Not in this case. And then, what about, we spoke about this once in a while before in a different context, earrings. You have to clean the hole, the pierced ears for the earrings. And if you didn't, you just found dirt there, chotzeitz. You have to go back to the mikveh no matter what. A maisa shehoya, Rav Yoshev, and the next day she found some dirt there, go back, even the next day. If she was with her husband. That's a psak. What about the earrings themselves? Oh, it's a problem. Told her the following case. You pierce your ears, and the first while, you have to keep the earrings in all the time, because otherwise the hole can close. Now she wants to go to the mikveh. She wasn't from Shlomo Zalman's family. They pierced his before Bas Mitzvah. Wouldn't have this problem. But she pierced his while she was married. Still mother, but okay. Sucked Abel Yashiv, you have to get rid of the earrings, take them off no matter what. Otherwise, it's a chatzitza. Of course, from Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know. According to Rabbi Moshe and Zichron Yosef, to be more room to be lenient. Has to be there for 6 weeks before it shouldn't close up. They're not so much fans of the Zichron Yosef over here in this camp, as we saw. Okay. Now, there is a Mishnah, and we should see the Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Do you know about the play on words in the English language? I won't go into the whole background of it, but the four words are eats, shoots, and leaves. The editor must know about this. You don't know what? What is it? No. There are two ways to parse that. It's the way I read it. Let's say I'm a crook. I eat supper. They come for the bill, I shoot him, and I leave. But there's another way to say it. It talks about a certain bria that eats, shoots, and leaves. Shoots are, it's a noun. Things that grow sprout from the ground. Anyone know what I'm talking about? My son Simcha wants to give a drasha about this on Shabbos. He wants to know about the Isha Yisrael, where's the balloon? In Ritzei, there's a steer into watch rolls. Some say, Isha Yisrael, Sriyasa. It's not enough. Vishay Yisrael. Usulasa biyavu. He gave the mushroom, eat shoots and leaves. So let's take a look. Exactly the same thing over here in Mishnah Gimel. Quite remarkable. In Mishnah Gimel, what does it say? Eile shen chotetzin. Kilke harosh ubeis hashechi ubeis hastorim beish. I'm going to do a line and a half. That's what it says. What about Beis HaShechi V'Isha? No problemo. Right? The way I read it, no problem whatsoever. No problem. No problem. Interestingly, the Rash says, explaining this Mishnah, Beis HaShechi B'chinam Tanyeh Tavi Bechlal, Beis HaStarim. Iberig, it's superfluous. You don't need it. It's just the same as Beis HaStarim. That's what it says. The Rosh, here in Mishnah Dalet, explains, Mishnah Gimel rather, Ein, Beis HaShechi, Ein Odom Makbid Olav. In other makbid olav. What does other mean? What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch. Sif vav. Seir shekeneged alev v'zokin anidbak zeh bezeh machazeya chotetz shebarosh ubeis shebeis hashechi ena chotetz uv'also makom v'yish ena chotetz v'yish benesua chotetz v'firayin chotetz. But beis hashechi is gender blind. The Shach explains the cotton test. Fisher Ain Odo Makbir Olaf. Shine. However, when the Rash said, based on Shechi, Machinim Tanyim, including the base of Sarim, wait a minute. How do you read it now? How do you punctuate it? I read the Mishnah before, Ain Chotetzin. And Kilke Harosh Beis Hashechi Beis Hastor Kama Ubeis Hastor Shabish. That's how I read it. Okay, let me read it again. Siv Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Elishen Chotzin Kilke Harosh Beis Hashechi Kama Ubeis Hastor Shabish. Right, that's a good way to read it. It's one way to read it. But there's another way to read it. When the Rash said Beis Hashechi Bechinim Tanim Habichal Beis Hastorim, how's he reading it? Kilke Enchos, Kilke Rosh, Kama, Ubeis Hashech, Ubeis Hastor Mish. Whoa! Whoa! What does that mean? The Isha could be a problem. Follow? Where's the Kama? Pashu, Isha would be Chotes. Pipshuto, if you have that the way, if you read it that way. It's important to understand this idea. Now, so who do we follow? Once again, we look at Sidre Tara. Siv Kata and Yud Ches. Watch this. Barash Babavura Behedra. Af beis hashechi beisha chotetz usviri le hodet nampeg test mishmecha mishvos mishter beis or gimel kilke halev vazoke in beis hastorim beisha beis hastorim kol nami beis hashechi to chotetz beisha the Rash has on mishter gimel beis hashechi bechinim tanya klal beis hastorim and the Ran says that way. Alakocha the Afler Arash Svirlek Arashba, and the Rash has so prekest in the Kvos Mishnah. Einem Tzrichim Shiyavo Behem Hamayim. I will Tzricha Isha Ladiach Beis Kmotel B'Mayim Shirole Bias Mayim, and he quotes the Gemara. So presumably, there's a big, big machlokas. It's based on shechi chotzes or not. Depends how you read the lashon. Eat shoots and leaves, right? Where do you draw the line? Everyone following me? Punctuation is critical. Critical. You put a comma in the wrong place, it changes the whole meaning. So we don't know. Interestingly, what if she's makbid? This woman is makbid on it. Could be a problem. Even though it says Eina Chotzeis, that's because in those days she wasn't Makbid, the people weren't Makbid, but today is different. He points us out over here in the bottom of page Shin Samach Aleph, this enigma. The Fi Dvarav of the Rash, Mafsikin is a Mishnah Kach. Elish Eina Chotzeis, Kama. Kilke Arosh, Kama. Ubeis HaShech, Ubeis HaStar, Mish. But how do we read before? Other way around. Right? Where's the comma? Not though we just read now. after the word Harosh. No, after Beis Hashechi. Eshen Chotzen. Kilke Rosh, Beis Hashechi, Kama, Beis Hashemayish. Eats, shoots, and leaves. That eats, shoots, and leaves. Kamas, they don't have kamas in the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yossi. I wonder if they have kamas over here in this Mishnayos. Fortunately, no. No punctuation, I have to take a stand. If you don't punctuate, you straddle the middle, you don't take any stance. Okay, this is the question, which is a serious halakha question. Rabbi Yosha mixes it again the same way as always. He's consistent throughout. We saw it yesterday. See it again today. Befrat b'yameinu sh'regilim l'hak b'aldov ezev v'adei shlova sh'chotzitz. Kei shemat b'mimoran Rabbi Yosha. Hakpeidu sh'ekfidu b'zman ha-mishnu v'rishonim. Hayom esh harbe sh'makpidu sh'lachatzitzu b'soros b'es ha-shechit. V'yei sh'megalvo sh'soros l'gamrei. I think that's what usually is done. I'm not an expert in feminine grooming, but I think that that's typically done. Forgive me. I think there are different kinds of deodorants for men and for women. You know, I think that they're working with that assumption. I haven't seen too much of the ads, but I think that's what they're assuming. Can kayom nishtana ha'adin kamashita samachavish lo roshat tzitzah b'soros b'etz ha'shechi. Parenthesis, gotta love it. Shabbat Manov, Lo Hoyolem, Koa Takshirim, Amitsuyim Kayom, Lokbilu Kokahak Sharm, Shabbat Sail, the Fish Lohayam Derek, Levatla. Oh, you talking? She was Sochem, Bishmonim, Shonim, Kimavua, Begamar, Kamamakomos, Ushmonim, Elo, Yogorman, Lakshira, Shalasaris. Whatever. Things changed. Yesh takshim neged zeh deodorant chadome shemashirin shichva shel chomer al gabi seyah beis hashechi. Woo! Lefamim the garment should itbokim asaras b'yachad utzricha lehasa shichva zu. I would say over here what we said yesterday, which I wouldn't accept yesterday. Tegalech. I wouldn't say to shave a head of a hair. That's what we saw yesterday. Someone suggested that. She said, "Was it Rav Vosner?" I think it said. Tell him to take it. I don't know, one of the things in the barbershop and cut up. I would never say that to a married woman. But underarm hair, why not? I think it's common that they take it off. If it's a chassidic problem, take it off. That's what I would say. Fine. Let's go on. Back early in the simon of an important shach. This is in Sif Ches. We sort of glossed all over Ches. We spent a lot of time on Zion and on Tess. We made a diluk a little bit in wrongly of Ches. We saw it in the Rosh, we saw it in the Tosefta, saw it in the Gemara. Siv Ches, Chol Sheba'ayin, Eina Chotzeitz, Shechutz Ayin, Chotzeitz. Says the Shach of Kod Yedal. Loshen Ba'alochas Gedolos. Lichitom Lolosh Teshuv Mishra Lo Tikchol Einel. Yom HaShmuel Nidah, Samach Vav Amasayin Amin Aleph, Kocheles in Refu HaReza Chotzitz. Pimishul She Teirah Einel Poros, it's a cosmetic, Ein Chotzitz, Lenoi. Vashanach HaChamim, Kol Shchutz Menayin Chotzitz. Rabbi Yudah, Kol HaShmonim Ein Chotzim Chutz Mishemim Hamor. V'nogav Nos Yisro Av Yatsam, Shein Sochos Shemim B'Shas Tvila Kol Iko. All direct quote from the Baal Halochos Gedolos. Here in the Shach, Siv Katan, Yud Dalet. Fine. Strictly speaking, it's permissible, presumably. But they shouldn't do it. Why is it permissible, strictly speaking? Presumably, that the Shemen is absorbed in the skin, but they're afraid that it's not going to be absorbed. And what comes up? Hilchos Shabbos. Shemir Shabbos comes from Shlomo Zalman. It's going to be absorbed completely. It's not a question of a Mareach. But still, I'm a little afraid because maybe it won't get absorbed completely. That's exactly the same problem over here. Parshat Pshat. It's interesting. We have an Afana Tosefta, which we've seen before. We'll see it again. Tosefta Perek Rav. Halacha Hey. Here we are. Like this. A whole series of things. Dam, Dvash, Joh, Cholov, Sraf, Tatut, Sraf, Atena, Sraf, Mashk, Sraf, Chorov, Yevashin, Chotetzin, Lachin, Eden, Chotetzin. But others, Shakol, Asrafin, Pen, Lachim, and Yevashin, our Girsa is Chotetzin. On the side, the Gura says, Ein Chotetzin. Can I tell you? You gotta love the Tosefta that lead us to these problematic areas. So Lachin Ein Chotetzin, Tosefta says in Chul and Chavav and Beis, Hamayim Bechalchali, the water gets through the liquid, not a Chatzitza. The Reim says, no, you're not makbin on it. That's the Mordechai quotes of the Hin Simon, Tov Shin Mem Ches. I'll read it to you. Issue is once again the two pshatim over here, either because the water gets through, or because you're not makbid. It could be a big difference between the two. Namely, if you are makbid, we know if you are makbid, it doesn't help other than not makbid. We learned about this. And the question will be, what's the pshat? If the pshat that the water gets through, doesn't matter you're makbid. Who cares? The water gets through, no problem. No problem. It's a question, what's pshat in the Tosefta? Here we go. Tam yo cholav yaveshim chos nachan choshin. Why? Oh, ein data lahosirat of a Korean o makbid. But the pshat in Tosefta says, no, the water gets through. Nafka mina, if you are makbid. As a matter of fact, if you look on the Sidrei Tara, talks about this as well. Here in Sifkotin, Lamed. Here it says, in Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber says in Sif Yudal, Lach en Echotzes. Why? Shereihu Nimcha B'mayim. Okay, according to the Mechaber, no problem. Ramo! Miu imhi makperes, afil b'davalach, Chotzes. Quotes from the Mordechai, Tavshin Memches. Comes on the Sidrei Tara, and says, yeah, he holds afalach ein amayim nechnasu, as the Mordechai said, by the dam. But ein makperes v'nasta makperes chashinen shem b'shas tefila dayan lo neka b'sham v'chotzeitz. Yeah, fine. Atkan, depends which way you read it. Big nafka mina. The question is, what do others hold? Bach quotes, "Afilu ena makperes lachas chotze eno bekiim." What's lach? What's yomish? So then you're really in trouble. You're really in trouble. That's what it says, and that's he passes the chumra over here too. Shin samach. Hey, this is Perek Chav Ches is entitled Noi, whatever's for beauty's purpose, beauty purposes. All right. Says over here, these various takshirim could be a problem of chatzitza, even if they happen to be liquid. We're afraid maybe the water really does not get through. And the reason we were making before is a case of not makbin, but here is makbin. This is discussion. We're not exactly sure who's right. We don't know. But it's an interesting question. When you don't know, what do? Two different opinions. So what do? He says over here, page Shin Samuel Dalet, you're machmir for both opinions. I really can't blame him over here. It's hard to know who's right. We just don't know. But the evidence of Shelas Chochem, he says. Terrible story at the bottom over here. Some oil spilled into the mikvah, naft, and she went in, and she got the oil on her hand. Rabbi Yashiv says, you know, you might think it's like water. The stabber came in shehino shumni, shechotetz b'tikidim shemen shechotetz. The fact that it happens to be sort of liquidy is not enough. It's not enough. It could still be a problem. Later on, we talk about simple soap. Soap! What about soap? So he quotes over here, not from our simen, simen kuf tzadi ches, but the next simen, simen kuf tzadi tes, laws of hafifa. And there you'll find some interesting things about soap. The very beginning, kuf tzadi tes, you're supposed to, you know, wash yourself well. With what? It says it shocks of cotton gimel. Masha benesha shalakorim b'loshen ashkenaz zayf. What zayf, Rabbi Osai?
Soap.
Mutu lachuf. Shenu misabech. Adrava. Menaka zuma. All women. Chenogen, the choshes of the mitzvah. To use soap when you're taking a shower or a bath to go to the mikvah. If I have to use soap, it's nothing to do with the pshita. This scandal was in my time. Shampoo was okay. Conditioner. Are people still using conditioners? I think 20 years ago, the whole tumult started. Because the advertisements say, ooh, conditioner, it leaves a very, you ever see the ads? Leaves a little film on the hair. I still remember this tumult. You know, when new things happen in Jewish life, there's always a tumult. Conditioner, it's a chatzitz. So he, this Rabbi Morgenstern, aside from his greatness in Torah, he's great in all technical things. He was Rabbi Yashiv's main man. He's an MIT graduate. I'm not kidding around. MIT. Doesn't say it here in his biography. But yes, Rabbi Yashiv needed all these kind of things. You know? You know, Mefrati was his main man in agriculture, because he had this machon for agriculture. I think Eisenstein was main man for politics, I think. But the main man for tech yourself, and I think the most important, was Rabbi Morgenstern. He was the most reliable of all those three that were all his protectors, if you will, Besof Yomov. So he comes to these kind of things, he knows how to do a job. So I'll give you what he has. Listen to this. The chatchila and the shtamish klab merachech sayar conditioner. Why? Shemotzir shichva mizarit shel chomer al sayar. Vim chavavavo toshiv v'tochavo v'shampoo ragil k'di lehosra sa merachech ulam b'diyevet im chavavo v'tovo esh lodon she'en atzrich aloshiv litpo. I sure hope so. Otherwise, there were many, many women who were using conditioner before they even did it. Oh, I'm reading what he says over here. This man does his homework. Kasha mishtamshim b'conditioner ha-standarti lo magishim shum ha-moshes be'en ala seyer. Shabiru inyan zed huvra she'ilu ha-yem mishtamshim b'chomer ha-poil shla conditioner b'kamutz gedola ha-yem ha-shir b'echleit shechva be'en b'ugesh ala seyer. Ella, shabi yitzur a conditioner has standardi, mishtamshim bekamus tana shel choma poil. Can I say a prayer? It's diluted.
No, I dilute gas, but they diluted. Kach she'eino murgash al aseir. Ach be'emes, who? Okay. Kayam al aseir b'shechvah dakoma ot. Mikroskopit. She'eino nikeres. Omna mevinim be'inyan. Yuchlu miyad lafchil b'shiru yitchunas aseir. Mach v'sheyesh al aseir es ha'shechvah anal. They can't see it. It's microscopic. But if it's adhered to the hair, a maven can say, oh, this hair has condition on it. Ah, it's microscopic. It itself is microscopic, but it changes it the way the hair looks. So No, ain't a be'etzem mara conditioner. Ela b'mashem mishanes tchunas aseir shemachliko misrachek minas noach yosel l'siruk. Whoa, Rabbi Yosef said it's not intrinsic beauty as such. Why they use conditioner? It makes it smoother and softer and easier to comb. So Rabbi Yosef wasn't sure what status does this have.
The Dio is also microscopic.
What?
It's just something you could see that doesn't know about mushrooms.
So you say ever what?
If Dio is mutter because it's just
chazusa,
so why is
it
not just
chazusa
also?
Okay.
And
he's
saying
like,
this is different
because
there's something there.
If
Dio is also something there. You can't feel it.
Okay. If it wouldn't be there, then it wouldn't be any color. I'm with you. I think it should be mutter, but I'm just letting you know what it says. Rov Saras, a serious child. Okay. Condition. Fine. We go on.
It's nice that it's where you think that you shouldn't use conditioners.
I have no problem with using conditioners. Standard condition. I'm not sure what the other is. Is there a concentrated conditioner? That might be a problem. I don't know if it exists. Not an expert. What about makeup? And what about, coloring? And what about deo? It's all found in the Farish. Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshim. Take a look over here first. In the Taz. This is very, very important. Critical. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Zayin. Seva shetzobos hanoshim apnei av yudein usaroshon eino chotzeitz. So too Sava, he's a painter. V'yodav tzvuos eino chotzeitz. Why? Shows how great I am. My hands are. Says the Taz. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rokeach. Nirish im isha noga biyora o bekedera v'nispachma b'besarmon. A little char on it. That's not beautiful at all. That's the opposite of beautiful. Ze eino kpeda. Af al pisha ma'at nipik v'vosu. What does that mean? Umitam ze dati lahat evisha shetova v'nitza b'mokom mechot b'gufa shachruris b'mokom shenoga b'kosel b'es amerchitz. Shich shchorim makwas ashen amerchitz. They had the steam furnaces. A lot of smoke made the char on the walls. Shenis shirat vila shenis. The damel mahash of the karen. Ukav a chomer. To yadea tzrichan lios nekiyos yosem migufa. She yadea megulos tamil vihimak peres on the kiyos and yosem migufa. It's covered by a dress. Flo daim ala diyo shechot says. As it says. Reish shiv tezvav. Hadiyo, etc., etc., etc. Yeveshim chotetzin. And shakol strofim if you like mechotz. That's the gears that we read earlier. To hosom mamosha shod yo chotzetzes. Mashen ken b'mare shachruris zu she'eina ela lichluch b'yalmo. And Beis Yosef was from the Rashba. The chalik ben seva lidyo. Ken yirali. So it's a question, what's considered mamoshes? What's not considered mamoshes? He says, yo hasa mamoshes. With the yo of yesteryear, it was different than the yo of today. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. It's interesting, if you look at the Divrei Chamudos that I asked you to look at, on the Maamar Makomos, very, very, very important. Oh, I'm reading you the Lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh says as follows, here in Simen Chav Zayin. V'noshem atzovas atzvan nirash ein achotas, ki unoy lehem, v'en amak pidas asu miskavim. V'yod, she'en bal mamash, and achazus v'yalma. Period. Do you need both? Do you need one? You hear what? Shaila, you have two reasons. Two. Kuf Chav. Chosle v'rokech, nirash im isha noga b'yoro, k'deir v'nispachma, mat ze'en apkpedim. Alapisha mat nidbak lebosa, called the Tanya b'tosefta, etc. Yeah? That's what it says. So clearly, it's not a noi. Whatever is called chazusa v'yama, according to this understanding, is not chotes, even if it is not lenoi. However, he's not the only one who says it. The Chochmas Adam also says it. It's quoted over here in this beautiful sefer, Shin Samach Zayin. Close to Rashba, you have the Rashba in front of me also. What about the Tzava Adenoshin? On the hair. Gives two reasons. Also the noi. Two, no mamashis. Chazusa bialma. Gives it verbatim. Of course, the Rashi verbatim. Eina makpidos lola. Chozos and chachos or some. Tama the noi. Afa pishet seba ze poshe bechalaseya. For rubo afa pishet and makpidol of chotates. Kanma makpedis verotso leo so sham. Hameke ilu hu begufo shoseya. A new phrase. Kuva shall say it. Can beg it savua. Rabosai, if when I had tumi v'tara, if my jacket became tumi, I put it into the mikvah. But it's colored, it's black. It's black. Black. What did you say? How'd they make it black? They put dye on it, whatever they mean. So you see that the dye is going to be a chasis on the beggar. Out of the question. Out of the question. How do we know? How do we know? It's equal shabegin. Shematzinu tvila la paroches. Afal vi sheyesh matcheles v'agome v'tol ha'ashani. Number one. V'yod, says the Rashba, eim ha'moshel shel tseva v'seyo v'al yadayim l'mar iso shel tseva l'fichach ein ha'chotes. V'in adoma l'ksav shechotes shemama shadyo b'ksav. If you take a... There is somebody. Says, there is ma'moshel from ink. A different ink that we have. They had fountain pens and ballpoint pens. And the fountain pen was a mamashal liquid. When you put it on, it had some kind of mamashas. Or a quill. Right? Took a quill, dipped it into the ink, and there's mamashas. I'm saying that Dio was. Dio has real mamashas. You're describing Dio today comes from a ballpoint pen. It probably is nothing but mamashas. Pens changed. Right? That's how I understand it. Fine. So the question will become, do you need both reasons? So the Chuvas Rashba says, I wrote this because neither. V'zachisi shedanti v'zeh lefnei mori harav v'agodah rav Moshe b'rav Nachman v'hodah l'dvorah halacha l'mais. So the Rambah, not a bad as coming happen, you know, we're looking for as coming. Go to the Rambah. Fine. So the Shach in Sivkot and Chav Aleph, very big difference, Rabbi Osai. Watch. Afal pi shechofa rofa sar, okulo, vare kegufa shal seir shay nechotez, vare seir kegufa shal odo. Vyo shamarish minat sevim al mamish. And it's over the dyo shechotez. Tohosam yesh mamash. And said, yo, think about the quotes in the Rabbeinu Yerucham from the Ramban and the Rashbo, we just read Torah Zavais. Okay, so it's mamish part, like part of the body, or the parochas. But do you need the other reason of knowing? Passion's not. Till you get to the Sidrei Tara.
The Rosh and the Rashba gives two reasons. Two reasons. Fine. Now, question. Nafkamina. Biodam acher she'enu molachto bekach. Tontam she'enu lechazusa b'yam enu chotzitz. Atam she'enu chotzitz. Because it's a problem of makmim. The cost of a mechabim al shulchan aruch came misha hu tzoveya the yod of tzvuz enu chotzitz. Mash with the odam acher she'enu tzoveya im yod of tzvuz chotzitz. But vod is svile lo samchina na hatam al chud. I don't know. What about the taz that we just said? Yuzayin. Why? That's the kasha that he asks. Anyway, one could argue that seva, paint, could have mamashas. And that's why it depends on the paint. But if it's something which has no mamashas, that's enough. That's enough. So how do we pass in this shayla? So go back to Rav Yoshev. We pass like the Chochma Sonu, you need both, or Sidrei Tara, or we make on the shayla. He writes as follows. The Taz holds, on Mamash is enough of it. Sagi B'tam Echot. Quotes to Rokech. Fine. Not Lenoi, for sure not. And the Chochma Sonu passes away. Each one is good enough heter. But the priest in the back in Sidrei Tara say, no! Barash v'nisku shnei atamim. V'vuhu v'zeh shebechol tam l'chud en atim. Since when? Since when? I have two snifim, each one can stand by itself. V'dina nakin l'chadchila yesh l'chosh shishidus ha-sidrei tarak, shet sorach davka l'peiz atamim, v'mokam koshi, v'tzorach miyuchot, nitin lisvach al shidus ha-chok masodim, shemo gam echad mipeiz atanoim. This is the most relevant shayla in the whole wide world. Kein hora moran agwish. Nail polish. Oh, tumble in the mikveh nail polish, gewalt. We always say, gotta take it off. It's in the rules. No, I just got my nails done. It cost me $20, and then whatever. Maybe by that's $100, and I went by now. Went to a manicurist. What do you mean? What are you kidding me? We have a collar sometimes. She makes us a little thing. And that's what's Tutman? I don't know. Pshat Zatzchak? Question. Interesting shayla came up. This is so relevant. So relevant. Halacha lemaase. I read you verbatim from Rabbi Yosher. Bava Pei Shin Samachas. Listen again. Ein lehatil leisha harotza lehis aper. Make up. B'leil Shabbos, konam atvila, b'chdei latzniyas tatvila. I'm telling you, she'toena she'yavinu ha'chavroseo mishpachlis. The women have big problems with foreign mikvah because of the makeup. Everyone's going to know, went to the mikvah, I don't need makeup on. I have a simple solution. Don't ever use makeup. G'zeirah she'en yichol la'vava. For this v'ra, she'en yichol masodon, שמנס לנוי אין חוץ אף שיש בה ממושס? לא. חתחילה אין להוקל מקמס שידוס האחרונים שהקילו רק בציר של ממושס. צריך למצוא דרך אחרת להסתיר את תפילוס. What a דרך אחרת את תפילוס. This is one of the main reasons that the pressure we have for the early Friday tefillos. They do l'shem shamayim. Not because I'm just trying to get away with it. I want to make it for sneers purposes. So I'll go to the mikvah and I'll put on makeup. I was told that in some places there's a goyisha makeup lady in the mikvah Friday.
Say information?
I'm just telling you. I Rebbe, that doesn't exist, but you know.
Does Wood Rebbe say that's mutter or that's
no. You can say it's a derabbanan, shvus, b'makom mitzvah. Or you can say, if you want to be really liberal, it's covered abrius. We'll see that later. Then hardly then because it's covered abrius. Then even if it's a one shvus. Get back to the Messiah problem we spoke about before. The Taz, the Shach, with the lav, the mak of lav, the nikov. Unless it just sits like a girl. But the fingernails is hard to do. Yeah. Private medical, they'll be happy that way. I will sit in my chair. I will not budge. Like on a mannequin, you know. Not budging. Then it's a derabbanan. Could cover up Brias. May play a role. What happens with makeup remnants? This is serious. Sherius Iporos Svaton lipstick. Shenosros Alaguf of Mitchilan Little Leloi. Kevin Sheeshan Mamoshes Vachem Ein Mem Noi. Hawaii Chotzen Ma'akma Bidiyevit Betvila. This is a very serious problem. It's Machman even Bidiyevit. Wow. 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 If you can't get rid of it, then lo mugash b'tseva b'jo mamoshes, then b'diyevet you can be making. That's what he says. These are serious, serious issues. Let's try to finish up a few more minutes with the safe.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
My wife told me there's a certain rabbi, I don't want to mention his name, that permitted gel of fingernails.
Gel nails, sure. We'll talk about that. I'm not that rabbi. I mean, the Ramah seems to say, that everything has to be taken off lechatchil and sif aleph. We'll see if it's worse than lechatchil. We shall see. But he talks here about meferish lak shal tzipor naim. This is nail polish. Kevin sheish mama moshes lechatchil tzirin lekodem tefila. If your dash lo tasliach lasir lo teshtamish mama tefila. Hey, don't use it. In kvatzova siponeh belach veini cholas, she can't get rid of it. Efshel lahokil kevin shasir lenoi venechotis. Ulamis chilo lasiro venishio sherios lach vadem akpelos al anisho vechotzeitz af bidi eved. And what are you going to do if you can't get it out? You can't get rid of it. I was mechamah to this. The feirish. As over here as follows. He says, you know what you do? Odim shetoshu v'titzvas kol ez yiporo v'lak v'titzvach al shidah sachronim shematir v'chai gavnim. Paint it again. When it was, now it's Lenoy at least, you have the Chokmah Sanim to rely upon. One final point. Hair coloring. There are many women of color dry their hair. Many women dry their hair. So the reason why it's okay, any dye, he's a scientist from MIT, Hatseva muchdor el omek nakvuvios aseir. Ein kan klama moshes. En es osu lenoi. Mutter lechatchila. Finally, mutter lechatchila. We don't ask the women to undye their dyed hair for the mikvah. Baruch Hashem, it's the only thing we had so far. Only thing we had. Only thing we have so far. It's all we have. Only thing. Nothing else. I look at the Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph Sifkot Yud Beis. And we'll end with this. And Mr. Shem, Tuesday, we'll start the next Sefer. I'll give you the preview. Then comes Rabbi Forst, is the Achron Chavav, this series. And after we'll start Chafifa. We read the Mishnah Brura. Comes up all the time. Women are washing their hands in the tefillah tonight with the nail polish. Can say that. Kuf samach aleph mishabruah sifkaton yud beis. Here, and then nashim shadakan the svar yedan the noy shum afilu kol yedan svuos nami kevan shemiskavenes miskavnos lasos kach verosos bezet harei kaguf and mamish velo chaitzi. I don't know. Kufa Mamish, that's Lashna Rashba, was the coloring of the parochas of my jacket. Once it's Mamashis, it's a different heter. Heter of Noi. The word Kufa Mamish in that situation. So sure enough, I look up the Dirshu, footnote 20. All the Tzion says, nail polish is no problem. No problem. He extends that to artificial nails, wrap nails. Whoa. But the chatchila for tefillah and makor and everything is, it says in Sefalot. But not more than that. We'll stop here on a high note. And Mitzvah Hashem, on Tuesday we'll begin with this wonderful sefer. And then we'll get, I take it back. There's another sefer before Rabbi Forst. Called Chatzisa Ketfilas Kelechasa. The whole sefer. So we have two more sforim to go after we finish with this. Okay? Then we'll get the chafifa final. Good. Good Shabbos, everyone.